Да что ж ты будешь делать? Как же с этим? Comrade Ruskin! Hello! Allow me to pretend as if today is your birthday. Yes, Comrade Ruskin, happy birthday. You continue to be one of the most extraordinarily mesmerizing people I have ever met. You never fail to entertain. You never fail to make happy face. Yes. And on this very important day, I wish you and everyone you love health of steel, a lot of magical happiness in every day, and third of all, harmony and power. I love you, your wife, your friends, your cat, and everyone you love very much. Hello, goodbye, how do you do?
The bliss of the abyss.
Once upon a time in a land far away, a poor farmer and his wife lived all alone. They were very lonesome.
The Abyss.
With Robert Newmark Jones. Let's fucking get this show on the road then.
Stupid fucking tech. Shit. Bullshit. Bollocks. Fuck. Fuck you, Virgin fucking media. Hello, and welcome to The Bliss of the Abyss, with your host, Robert Newmark Jones, a.k.a. Ruskin Denmark, a.k.a. Virgin Media's worst nightmare, because I'm going to come at them. Welcome. Hello. Awfully nice to see you again, chap. How are you doing this afternoon? Thanks for asking. I am freaking pissed off, dude. I'm not in a good mood. For 10 hours. You know? 10 hours of fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. 10 solid hours. Putting in the work, yeah? Where it matters. When it matters. Therefore you. Therefore the community. Therefore. Therefore. I am fucking still pissed off. I'm really still pissed off. God, I've got to try and relax. Find your happy place. Hey buddy. That's my happy place? No. Find your happy place. Don't fucking take that tone with me. Ha! Come on then. Fucking I'm ready. Yeah. Try again. That's better. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Relax. Chill. Just hang. Yeah. Breathe. As if you were going to forget to do that. Open your eyes wide. Keep them wide for 10 seconds. As wide as you can now. That's right. Now you look insane. Apparently that stops you feeling anxiety if you open your eyes for 10 seconds solid, as wide as they can be. Because that way you're taking in as much information as new, as is possible. And apparently that stops you getting anxious. But I thought anxiety was an overstimulation of too much information, and actually more information would not necessarily be good. Keep those eyes open. But what do I know? I'm not a doctor. Just an enthusiast. What a load of bollocks, eh? Anyway, time to grow up. Put on my socks now.
Long ago, the clock washed midnight away, bringing the dawn. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Time to get up again and time to start up again. pulling on my socks now. Where did the night go? Should have been asleep when I was sitting there drinking beer and trying to start another letter to you. Don't know how many times I didn't write again last night. Should have been asleep when I turned the stack of records over and over so I wouldn't be up by myself. Where did the night go? Should go to sleep now and say, fuck a job and money because I spend it all on unlined paper and can't get past. Dear baby, how are you? Brush my teeth and shave. Look outside. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Where did you? Where did you? Where did you?
So, I have a bittersweet little tale to kick things off here. Last week, I noticed that one of the plants in my room had died, withered to a husk. And I was like, that's very strange. That plant had always been very healthy before. The air purifier plant. Chlorophytum commosum. 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 The locomotion and the commotion. Chlorophytum commosum. Shaking that booty in the ground like King Kong. The motherfuckers getting down like King Kong, King Kong. Hey, Rob, weren't you telling a story?
Yes, I was. This is what story time is like with me.
My plant. Back to my plant. Yeah, it'd always been healthy. Nice little plant. And suddenly withered and died. And I was like, well, what has happened here? You know, because I've been watering it, taking it to the shops, you know. I bought a nice new pair of skates. It wanted rollerblades, right? But I was like, hey, chlorophytum, or chloro, we call them for short. Chill, you know. I don't think you're ready for the blades. Start with the skates and chloroform's like, or chloro, as I call him. It's like, yo, they make me look like a fucking loser. And I said, now stop speaking like that. We're in Sports Direct. Take this seriously, please. And when they, yo, they made me look like a fucking loser. And I was like, well, buy them yourself then. Hey? Oh. When you're under my house, you'll follow my rules. So my plant died. And I was like, well, what is the variable that has changed here? And you know what it is? You know what it was? I've got a photo that was suddenly blocking it, a frame. Caitlin had framed an image recently. Unfortunately, we hadn't realised that it was blocking out the sun to an unacceptable degree, and suddenly the plant was dead. And you know what was in that frame? Can you guess? What are you thinking now? What are you thinking? When I'm saying, what do you think was in that frame? You're thinking, okay, it must be something somehow related to death or plants or the sun or something that is somehow more than just your plant died because this picture frame was blocking out the sun. That, my friend, is not a story. You'd be right. Well done. You passed 11 plus maths. I mean, you must feel very pleased with yourself.
Bravo, old chap. You did it. Powers of reasoning.
So, I think I've given you enough time to work it out. Let's see if you got it right. In that picture frame was the promotional flyer used for the West End smash hit, One Jewish Boy. Oh, you mean the show that I was in? It was my West End debut. That was blocking out the sun and it killed a plant. The show that got cancelled after a week because of COVID-19, because of the lockdown. That's the thing that was in the frame that killed the plant. That's the imagery that you're dealing with. Now, what do we make of this? Is it A, got to be a better plant dad? Got to really work on my plant dad skills. Yo, plant daddy. Hey, plant daddy. Whoa, plant daddy, bam-ba-lam. Whoa, plant daddy, bam-ba-lam. So right steady, bam-ba-lam. To read up in my bed, bam-ba-lam. Or is it number two, that it is a pathetic fallacy? No, that's when it's raining and that means something bad's going to happen, right? You're the teacher. You tell me. Shut up. What is it? Ironic. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like raining. Yeah, pretty fucking tragicomic. How about that? That's a good word to use. Tragicomic. Well, how else could you describe it? Tragicomic. ironic, leg-a-dink, sardonic, sarcastic, ding-ding-ding. Oh, great, someone's taking a shit next door to me. Oh, you thought I did it in a professional studio, the show? Well, I know it sounds completely professional. That's because I'm an excellent engineer. Hire me, I'm free. As in, available. I'm expensive. Well, we can talk about it. Let's see if we can come to a little arrangement. Benefits me, benefits you. You kiss my back, I'll lick yours. Where was I? What am I talking about? Welcome to the Bliss of the Abyss. I once had a picture of my shore that blocked out the light. Now the plant won't grow. Oh, lonely, lonely me, oh, misery, misery, I'm lost, I'm done, I'm dead, dead, dead. Now, is my internet going to do its thing with not working? Because without the computer, I can't do the show. Why not just talk to Vlad? I mean, you live with him. Now, my wife has actually brought this up with me. I know. Shocking. I'm married, although not wearing my ring right now. Don't know where that is. So, today's going well. You know when lots of things go wrong early on in the day and then they keep going wrong throughout the day and then they keep going wrong after the day? That. Starting to sweat. Stuff's going wrong and I'm starting to sweat. That's what happens. So, in intimate details, the most intimate of intimate details, a new exploration of the human self with your host, Dylan Moran. Hi, I'm Dylan Moran. Welcome to my new series. Today, we'll be talking about all kinds of things. For example, have you ever washed your ass with a rag on a stick? Have you used a bidet? Have you washed in the last 3 weeks because you stink? Next week, I'll be talking with controversial psychologist Jordan Peterson about why he thinks and what he thinks. Please tune in then, or don't. Sorry? Don't say that bit. All right, Steve. Oh, sorry? Hey, where's my manager? Hi, who's this Steve guy? He's gone, yeah? Out. Wait, was that Christian Bale video where he loses his shit at that lighting guy? Am I going to go and walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through like this in the background? What the fuck is it with you, man? What do you fucking understand, huh? You got any fucking idea about... Hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene. Give me a fucking answer, huh? What don't you get about that?
Oh, I was looking for a light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was fucking good, because it's useless now, isn't it?
Okay, fuck's sake, man, you're an amateur.
I love that line. You got anything to fucking say to this prick?
Ooh, I didn't see it happen.
Well, somebody should be fucking watching, keeping an eye on him.
Fair enough.
It's the second time he doesn't give a shit about what the fuck is going on in front of camera, all right? I'm trying to fucking do a scene here. And I'm going, why the fuck is Shane walking in there? What the fuck is he doing there? Do you understand? My mind is not in the scene if you're doing that.
Absolutely apologize. I'm sorry. I did not mean anything bad.
Stay off the fucking set, man. For fuck's sake. All right. Let's go again.
Let's just take a minute.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again. You know, I'm going to fucking kick your fucking ass if you don't fucking shut up for a second. All right. All right.
Christian, it's cool. Hey, Christian. Christian, it's cool.
You know what? You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm fucking serious.
You're a nice guy. Yeah, you're a nice guy, but that don't fucking cut it when you're fucking around like this on set.
Welcome to Christian Balecast, where each week I take a fun, wry look at the life and work of actor, aeronaut, Christian Bale. In episode one, we talk with Damon Wayans, who has never met Christian Bale, but says he's a nice chap.
I know it feels like this podcast is like, you know, kind of off the wall maybe, and freewheeling and, dare I may say it, insouciant. But actually this whole thing, this entire thing is scripted. I have a team consisting of me. And we write everything down, obviously. And we being me. And then we go through it with a fine tooth comb, you know, really tweaking it up, making sure those weird pauses and like things we hear clicks, making sure that they are really in. So that it's just, you know, as professional as possible. And I upload them to the cloud. Of course I do. I mean, of course I do. Everyone uploads everything to the cloud. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, well, now I can't access my fucking script, man. Get off the fucking set, dude. So I can't access my script. So I think instead I'll just have a chat with Vlad, right? Now, look, Caitlin has told me to stop bringing up the name of Vladimir Putin on my podcast. And she's worried. You know, she's worried. The tour we got planned for Russia, it's in jeopardy if I, you know, make myself a thorn in Putin's side. So she's like, look, I know you're just making jokes. You are but a jester in life's deck. But, you know, ease off the Vlad content, right? Now, it's already hard enough having him as a roommate. You don't need to be getting beefs with him on the air, okay? So, and I was like, but I'm in the middle of telling everyone about the world leaders SmackDown event, you know? We've already got Putin in there with his black belt, and he's got Tsai riding a donkey alongside him. And then we had Macron ripped to the tits and Merkel with pigtails. And then we had the surprise reveal, and we gave a clue with the national anthem that shall be repeated now. Now, I'm not going to say that this is a good national anthem, because it's bad. It's bad. There are good things, right? And those are good. Sometimes bad. But then there are bad things, and those are bad. Now, some bad things are also good. This bad thing is just kind of bad. I know this gets confusing, so do, you know, send emails, texts, e-cards, telegrams, carry a pigeon, carry a donkey, carry a child, carry a life, carry some hope, carry some hate, carry some love, carry some, curry some, quarrelsome. Goodbye. So it's not a good anthem, of course, but it is the anthem of the Philippines. So you're racist. Well done. Yeah, you knew the Russian one, didn't you? Hmm? You knew the French one? So, in fact, the reveal, the big reveal. Rodrigo Duterte. Horrible human Rodrigo Duterte in dictator cast. Now, say what you like about Duterte. Actually, don't say what you like about him if you live in the Philippines. That's a risk. Actually, I do have some listeners in the Philippines. Don't play this episode, but play all the other episodes multiple times and send me money. But Rodrigo Duterte, now look, was he in the military? I mean, he acts like a hard man. He says he killed people personally. He instructs his armed forces and polices. Polices? How many polices make a light bulb? Indiscriminate killing, right? Of anyone who even has touched a bit of weed? I think it goes like that far. That's how nuts he is. So, even if he personally isn't physically imposing, knowing that he's got that side to him, that's bringing a chill into the heart, if he has one, of Vladimir Putin. Spoiler alert, I do know how the fight ends.
But I thought, right, why don't we lighten the material this week? We'll have Vlad on, obviously. I live with him and he's, you know, he's gold. He's, I mean, there's a reason, yeah? There's a reason he got to where he is today, yeah? Some people fuck around. Some people think life is 5 minutes long. Other people think it's probably between 60 and 80, although average life expectancy has been dropping. Other people think life is but a dream. Other people think life... Oh, what's that one?
Life is pretty fast sometimes, but if you blow your nose, you might catch up with it.
What is it? It's Ferris Bueller. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. And then Gregory Stepke has commented, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. And it's got one like, and that like is Gregory Stepke. Thanks, Gregory. Where would we be without you? Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, what deal? We'll have him on the... We'll have him on the show, because I can't get on the internet. So I thought, well, look, Vlad, he's right here, you know? So we don't have to have scripts. Actually, we can just be ourselves, you know, our normal bickering. They live together, but sometimes there are stresses and sometimes they have a great time. Usually pizza night. Vlad's favourite topping? Glad you asked. Pepperoni and anchovy. My favourite topping... Thanks for asking again. Why don't you join us for pizza night? I like... Oh, what a tease. What a tease. So go to thispersondoesnotexist.com and it's wild. It's absolutely wild. It's pictures generated by an algorithm. But it's photos. They've sort of amalgamated... I don't know, millions of images of people's faces. And then they have created this AI that can just generate faces. And they're not of people who have ever existed or will ever exist, presumably. And it's fucking wild. Honestly, go to it. thispersondoesnotexist.com. There's also this cat does not exist, this art does not exist, and this horse does not exist. All of them are good, apart from thishorsedoesnotexist.com. Which, if you click it, sometimes looks like an abattoir, but an abattoir run by people who are clumsy. An abattoir run by klutzes. Welcome to Klutz's abattoir. Hello, can I show you around? Mr. Klutz, what a pleasure to meet you. Hello, business is booming. Great. Can we talk a bit about your ethical standards?
I told you business was booming, not business is looming.
Great. Can we talk about those ethical standards?
Kindly leave.
So, back to where we were. Back to where we were. Where were we?
Where were we?
We have a lot of things going on. Should we finish the shed story now? We could just quickly do that, get that done, nailed it. Shut up. I'm allowed to do a pun.
Or are you going to stop me doing a pun?
No. Am I going to stop you doing a pun? No, that's not my bag. I'm all about freedom, dude. I'm all about love. So I thought what we'd do is we'd have Vlad on the show, right? But in a light-hearted trip down memory lane, and we talk about his fight against Macron, Merkel, and Duterte. Duterte, 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 Duterte. I'm also not going to be able to go to the Philippines after this. I think France will let me in, though, after I said Macron was buff.
Hey, Macron, you're buff.
Not, that was with a B. I know the plosive sound of P and B are very close, but they are separate. See you later. So, you know, without making the whole show just a completely random stream of consciousness, because I don't have my scripts.
Let's see what he's up to, see if he's available.
Vlad! Vlad! You ready? Sorry, what? I can't hear you, mate. You have to talk up. You're talking down the stairs to me. I said, are you ready? What are you doing? Okay. Well, hurry up. I know it was curry night last night. I said, hurry up.
Hope that wasn't recording. Vlad's a bit indisposed right now. He's fine. Thanks for worrying. Thank you for worrying. That helped. I might just sit at home and wah. Oh my God. So I've got a story for you. Mini story. Mini story. Mini story. Just fucking tell it. My mum's friend is a real worrier, an anxious soul. And I don't know the end of this story. Oh. And her son was 15, right? And just getting to that age where... Vlad, hello. How are you feeling? Are you feeling a bit better after the... We're not on air. It's okay. I thought we'd just, you know, chat for a bit. I wanted you to be ready so that when we were on, you know, you could really turn on that Putin zazz that I know you got going on your podcast, right? How's that doing, by the way?
Excellently.
Oh, congratulations. Well done, Vlad.
Better than your piece of shit podcast.
Okay, Vlad, let's, you know, maybe save the roasting for on air. Like I said, we're just trying to, how are you doing? Do you know what I mean? You don't need to insult the show, mate. I'm just trying. Just fucking trying, Vlad. Man, you always know how to fucking get to me, don't you? God damn it, why are you so beautiful and so complex?
That is just me. It is who I am. It is the man you fell in love with.
Yeah. About that, Vlad.
Yes.
Well, I was talking with Caitlin the other day, and she thinks that we need to put the brakes on things a bit. You know, we've been at each other's throats. It's not good for either of us.
It is good for me.
Okay, well, it's not good for me. Okay, and this is a relationship. It's give and take, isn't it?
Take, take, take.
Okay, and give, give, give. Like, what's your point?
My point. Shut up, that is my point. Stop winning. My podcast is number one podcast in Russia and Georgia and number three podcast in Uzbekistan.
Well, good for you, mate. Okay, some of us, you know, don't have the advantage that others do in life. Yeah, you've got Russian privilege, okay? Some of us have to start from the ground up. I don't have a whole country that I can force to listen to my podcast.
I don't force.
Ah, sure. You know what? Have it your way, Vlad. Fake news. Motherfucker. Should we do the show or what? Do you want to be on my piece of shit, cheap little tin pot podcast? Or is it not great enough for the wonderful, the magical, the mysterious Putin the pimp? Putin the pimp. Hey, sorry, Vlad, one sec. I got to talk to my listeners, yeah? Because we're rolling now, okay? We're rolling. Here we go. Hi, listeners. Welcome to the Bliss of the Abyss. My name's Vladimir... Cut. Vlad, don't do that while I'm... Can you just put it away, mate? I'm trying to focus. Be professional, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Back in. Hi, listeners. Okay, cut. Sorry, Vlad. It's not going to work today.
Apologies. I want that attention. Did you mean what you said earlier?
Well, I mean, not all of it. I guess some of it I was just a bit angry and losing my temper. And so I am trying to record the show though. So if you're going to keep touching yourself like that and making monkey noises, it's very distracting. That's all. Be specific. What I said about what?
Love.
Really? Now? Really? Now?
If not now, when?
Later? I mean, what do you mean? If not now, when? Well, who are you trying to be? Fucking Socrates over there. Socrates? Can we do this later, Vlad?
Can we have sex later?
Okay, that is enough. Yes. Okay, I'm going to say no, but watch what my hands do. No. Mm-hmm. Did you catch that?
Very subtle.
Thanks. See you later, sweet cheeks. All right, then. All right, sweetness. Bye.
Bye.
Say it with a bit more emotion, don't I? What is it now? I'm trying to record my show.
The boiler isn't working again.
Really? Fuck.
I need to draw a bath.
Right, okay. Draw a bath. Why? Some lady from the 50s. Some wilting lily from an Oscar Wilde.
Why is that? Draw a bath. Let me draw you a bath, madam. I will just draw. Okay, all right, blood. All right, 2 secs. All right, I'll just sort out.
Excellent. Now he's gone. I can tell you all the truth. I do not love him. I am using him for his podcast equipment. I can't tell him. It would break his little heart. His puny heart. It is so small and puny, not like my heart. I have heart of bay. Haha, like the joke. If you want more dynamite like this, tune into Putin's podcast. Just search for Putin's podcast wherever you get your shows.
Alright, bud. What are you doing, mate? Are you fucking around with the equipment? I've still got to record my show, mate. You can have it after, all right? Yeah? Come on, be cool, man. We agreed on this, yeah? It's my stuff, so when I need to use it, I get priority. Don't pout.
I am not pouting.
Have it your way. I mean, it looks like you're pouting.
Why do you always do that? So passive-aggressive. Be a man.
You know, some people have different ideas about what masculinity means nowadays, Vlad. I know some of us are still stuck in the Stone Ages, but for the rest of us, welcome to 2020.
Men are men. Women are women. Donkeys are donkeys. Don't forget that.
Thanks for that pearl of wit.
Shut up. Close those beautiful lips. The world was never meant for one so delicate as you.
You're right, bud. See you later. Enjoy your vodka and enjoy your smell of ice and lime, you little fucking. I don't know what you heard about, but you can't get a dollar out of me. Cause I'm so fucking dingy. I'm so motherfucking CHEAP. Hello, welcome to another installment of The Big Babay Babba Theory with your host, Douglas Kemp.
The Big Bay Theory, the Big Bay Theory, the Big Bay Theory, yeah.
Hello, I'm Douglas Kemp, and welcome to The Big Bay Theory. This week, don't have time for a full episode, so I'm just going to quickly check in. We did 9 bay leaves in a ramen. It was excellent. There is no such thing as too many bay leaves in a dish. Wrapping up this week, we will have Tim Feeburn on the guitar. Thank you, Tim. So, just to prove it again, keep bay in business. Keep bay alive. Bay needs you. We need bay. Not 1 to 2 bay leaves. I'm talking 10. That's what's going to be next. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of... Okay, let's tune in to COVID-19. COVID update as of the 4th of May, 2020, 3.591 million deaths. No, not deaths. Jesus. That would be the movie Contagion, which everyone is probably recommending everyone else to see because I've heard it recommended a bunch of times. And I would say it's very good. That's what I would say. It's just eerily accurate from a movie that was made a decade ago. Yeah, it's strange. There's two things about the movie Contagion from 2011 that are strange. Number one, it is bang on what is happening, except there in that movie, spoiler alert, it's actually worse than COVID-19. It's COVID-20. So that's number one thing about it. Number two thing about it is it's weirdly got a really A-list cast doing quite small roles at, like, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow's in it for a bit, and then Nicole Kidman's in it as well, and then suddenly Matt Damon's in it, and then Jude Law's in it doing a terrible Australian accent, and then Ross's dad from Friends is in it, who's really good, actually, but you do, every time you see him on the phone, you do immediately think, he's calling Ross. He might be calling Monica as well. But more, he's calling Ross. I don't know why. He's just Ross's dad. That's who he is. And then who else is in it? There's like other people. Yeah, Dimitri Martin is in it. Just doing some kind of not really many lines role. And
Not particularly funny either. I mean, he's just default funny, but there's not really much he's doing. Who else is in it? Lawrence Fishburne is in it as well. Marion Cotillard as well. Bryan Cranston. I mean, just so many recognizable faces, and it's weird because they're just not in it for very long. Apart from Jude Law doing his Aussie accent the whole time. Really weird. Really bad. Really bad. Oh, mate, the fucking virus is spreading. Oh, no, I'm Jude Law, and I'm from Australia. It's like, it's worse than that. Come at me, Jude Law, bruh. Acting chop versus acting chop. Chop, 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 chop. Welcome to Chop versus Chop. Yeah. So 3.5 million cases, 249,000 deaths, none in East Timor, you'll be happy to hear. Xavier is doing spectacularly well. He texts me most days, you know, not perfect. Who is? Yeah, how about that though? Over 3.5 million cases now. All because, as I understand it, and again, I'm not a doctor, just an enthusiast. But as I understand it, all because Sylvester Stallone rang Arnold Schwarzenegger on a landline, and that landline was bugged, and that conversation was listened into by the Secret Service of China, who are the MSS, the Ministry of State Security. That transcript was then leaked onto 8chan and broadcast from the lab in Wuhan over 5G networks, which actually are already installed around the world. And somehow a pangolin managed to get online and texted this info to his mate, a bat. They met up later, hooked up, unhooked, rehooked, unhooked, rehooked, 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 rehooked. And that led to the novel coronavirus, aka COVID-19, aka SARS-2. Again, not a doctor, just an enthusiast. There was a female pope, Pope Joan from the 13th century, who may or may not have been real. Why don't we know? Why don't we know? Wait, we know that the pyramids were built by aliens, but we don't know if Pope Joan was real. But yeah, she was a great pope who was a female pope. She was brilliant, actually. She was a talented and learned woman. Due to her abilities, she rose through the church hierarchy and was eventually elected pope. Her sex was revealed when she gave birth during a procession, and she died shortly after, either through murder or natural causes. You know, either murder or natural causes. Could be either of them. Murder or natural. Murder or natural. Who knows? But yeah, that's right. Gave birth during a procession. What, do you think that's a hole in the story? Good one. The accounts state that later church processions avoided this spot. Yeah, you would, stain. And the Vatican removed the female pope from its official lists and crafted a ritual to ensure that future popes were male. What does crafted a ritual mean? That seems a bit of unnecessarily complicated phraseology. Oh, heck. In the 16th century, Sienneth Cathedral featured a bust of Joan, among other pontiffs, the plural word for popes. But this was removed after protests in 1600. Yeah, people were angry. People were angry. The legend was generally accepted as true until the 16th century, when a widespread debate among Catholic and Protestant writers called the story into question. Various writers noted the implausibly long gap between Joan's supposed lifetime and her first appearance in texts. Protestant scholar David Blondel ultimately demonstrated the impossibility of the story. Protestant scholar, eh? How funny that it wasn't a Catholic. I don't believe him. I doubt his veracity. Fake news. Pope Joan is now widely considered fictional, though the legend remains influential in cultural depictions. There we go. Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. I don't know how much time you've got. I hope you've got lots of it. I have the regular amount I'm allocated, but 24 hours in a 24-hour period. And this little section of it is finished. But you go on. You keep on keeping on. That's the end of the episode, also known as the beginning of the next part of your life. As one door closes, another door opens. I hope you've had fun this week. To be honest, I hope you've just played this. You know, put it on in the background and just walk around. Do your life. Do whatever you want, yeah? You don't have to listen intently and take notes. Although, thank you to those of you that do. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you have a lovely day. I hope you have an okay afternoon, but then a really banging evening. And I hope you come back and join us again on the Bliss of the Abyss. Good night. Thank you for listening to the show. That was The Bliss of the Abyss. All music provided by the incredibly talented Nils Hennis-Steer. If you have anything you'd like to say, positive or negative, send it to theblissoftheabyss@gmail.com and I'll see you soon.
I will talk to you tomorrow, and have a good night. Talk to you then. Bye.